Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It's Friday, April 7th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Men in women's sports goes to the Supreme Court. Police arrest a would-be copycat killer. The IRS stepping up enforcement. And Disney stepping up their wokeness. It's all coming up. Then Bill, of course, will be here with your message of the day. So a 12-year-old boy wants to compete on the girls' track and field team. It's middle school. So West Virginia then passed a law in 2021 saying, no, you can't do that. Boys can't compete against girls. Amazing that this would even need to be a law. The boy sued, and then a court blocked the law. Well, enter the Supreme Court for an emergency hearing, and that was denied. So for now, the boy in West Virginia can compete against girls. But Alito said this is an important issue, and the justices are likely to be required to address it in the near future. Police in Colorado have arrested a transgender person with a communist manifesto for allegedly planning a mass shooting at schools and churches in the area. The arrest happened on March 31st. That was just 3 days after that other transgender person murdered 6 Christians, including 3 9-year-olds. In this case, in Colorado, it's a man who goes by she, her pronouns, 19 years old, a family member called police. But remember, it's the transgender people who are the real victims. Now, no one has ever pointed to a single transgender person who's been the victim of violence since the Nashville shooting, but we still got to be on the lookout for anti-trans backlash. There's so much backlash. Only Nike, Bud Light, and Jack Daniels this week have supported drag queens. What in the world is going on? The IRS released their new strategic operation plan, and they said they're going to use their $80 billion in new funding to increase audits on the richest Americans by 10x, 10 times as many audits. The new IRS commissioner, the chief tax collector, said he wants the IRS to be a world-class customer service operation. In 2019, the IRS audited 0.4% of taxpayers earning at least $500,000. In 2011, it was 4%, not 0.4, but 4%. Disney has their new live-action Little Mermaid movie. I don't even know how that's possible. And they changed the lyrics of some of their songs because the songs were very offensive. Top of the list, Kiss the Girl, because Eric doesn't have consent. But she can't talk, so poor guy, his life would be destroyed today for leaning in. The movie comes out May 26th. It'll probably bomb like all the other Disney movies recently. Go woke, go broke. Let's make that more true than ever. Bill with your message of the day. Next.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Friday, you can be sure Xi and Putin are having a blast watching the latest political fiasco in the USA. Both men are brutal dictators, of course, who sneer at dissent and due process. To them, the Trump legal circus is just another example of America's decline. In Russia and China, a person like Stormy Daniels would quickly disappear, along with anyone else who threatened those in power. In the USA, Ms. Daniels is a celebrity who is now marketing T-shirts. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg could exist in a totalitarian situation because he is willing to bend justice for political reasons. Yes, Putin and Xi could put Mr. Bragg to good use. It is apparent that many world leaders sense a growing weakness, not only in American leadership, but also within the population. In Chicago, the folks just elected a new mayor who is softer on crime than Lori Lightfoot. I'm sure that prompted giggles in Beijing and Moscow, where violent crime is suppressed with greater violence. Step out of line, they'll come and take you away. So Americans need to wise up quickly. Our freedoms are in jeopardy from both inside and outside the country. We need collectively to stop the madness. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Todd Feiertag, New York City. As of now, Donald Trump is on target to be the Republican nominee. If this stands months down the road, at some point Ron DeSantis is going to realize there's no chance he will win the nomination. Then maybe the two can come together on a Republican ticket for 2024. That's a good letter, Todd. If you're a Republican, I mean, if Trump could get DeSantis to run as two, that ticket would be much stronger. There's no doubt about it in my mind. Paul Butko, Sarasota, Florida. America will never be looked upon the same way since Alvin Bragg was the indictment heard around the world. That's true. We are not looked upon with favor in many places right now. James Jubin, Homer Glen, Illinois. What can Congress do about Hunter Biden? As far as I know, they can't do much. Yeah, they can. So they're investigating Hunter Biden now, and they're going to compile the information, and they're going to make it all public, and they're going to refer it to Merrick Garland. But if it's beyond any doubt, and there's a smoking gun that says Hunter Biden took illegal money and didn't put it on his tax returns and gave his father, the vice president, some of that money, blows up. Everything blows up. So that's where we are there. Randy McCoy, Dallas, thanks for the solid, no-nonsense reporting, Bill. What DA can bring charges against the Bidens? The Delaware district attorney in Wilmington, he could bring charges against Hunter Biden. But he won't. But he could. I don't know about any other DAs. It would have to be places where Hunter Biden did business to have jurisdiction. But they could do it in Delaware. In a moment, something you might not know.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. It is Good Friday, a time when 2.2 billion believers commemorate the crucifixion of Jesus Christ and his physical death in Jerusalem. Here is the historical story. As described in the New Testament, Jesus was condemned by the Jewish authorities for blasphemy after claiming himself the Son of God. He was then sentenced to death by the Roman governor, Pontius Pilate, and crucified. Remember, Jews could not crucify. Only Romans could. Pilate did this because he feared an insurrection by Jesus' followers, which numbered in the tens of thousands at that time. Pilate's story went into an area that very few people know. So he did not directly condemn Jesus of Nazareth, but he washed his hands saying, all right, you want to crucify him? My guard will do it. Roman legionaries will do it. And they did. Okay? But he said, the blood is on you, referring to the temple authorities. So then after Jesus died, there was unrest in Palestine. And the emperor, Augustus, recalled Pilate to Rome along with his wife. Then Pilate got scolded, lost all his political power, and was sent to Switzerland, even though Switzerland did not exist. It was just the Alps. And that was an outpost, the furthest north outpost in Central Europe, where Rome had a presence. Believe me, there were nothing there. So Pilate goes from a palace in Caesarea on the Mediterranean up into freezing cold barbarian territory. He dies there. And there's a plaque. Now, some people say, well, it may not be legitimate or whatever. If you read my book, Killing Jesus, we believe it's real. So Pilate and his wife, exiled, got what they deserved, karma. But few people know the payoff of that story. And on Good Friday, I thought I would bring it to you. Back in a moment.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.